Yeah. It's easy to overlook the obvious when you're hunting for a problem you think exists. Oh, I'm just on my way to lunch. Yeah. I found in electronic stuff, those basic snap-on meters are probably still my favorite ones. I have fancier ones, but for the most part, I don't need them. I've chased a few voltage drops over the years myself. In fact, when I first started driving my 1972 Monte Carlo, I had the same problem. It wouldn't charge the battery. And it took a lot of tracking down until I discovered that there was a bad splice in the cable between the alternator and the battery. So while I was reading 14 volts at the back of the alternator, it wasn't making it to the battery. And I measured the voltage across the wire, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this should be 12 or 14 volts across this wire. Finally tracked it down and replaced it. But, oh, man, it's pretty fall colors out today. KC808, you know them. Somewhere in Fort Street.